Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration once again. May the Lord be with you as we go over a couple scriptures here for inspiration. Trust that you're thankful for a new day or another day whenever you're listening to this. Maybe it's in the evening or night, but God is good. He gives us life, He gives us breath, the air to breathe, and without it, we don't last long. And without God, we are lost. So I was just thinking how it is that God has, how it was the plan that God made for salvation, how He started way back when Adam and Eve disobeyed Him. And how God promised then that there would be salvation for man. And throughout the different people that believed in God and trusted in God, like Abraham and some of the others, patriarchs, how they, it says that they saw it from afar. But this, the prophecies are so, to me, it's so inspiring when you read, like, for example, in Isaiah 52 and 53, how the prophecy is so accurate and so, just, it happened just like it was written. And it's just amazing to me that how, yeah, the prophets did see it from afar. A lot of them didn't get to see it in physically, or they didn't get to see Jesus as a baby, like some of them did. But like Isaiah, he didn't get to see Jesus, but he wrote about Him, prophesied about Him. And just was reading here, and I was reading here in chapter 52 of Isaiah, and the last part of it, how it says that in verse 13 of chapter 52, says, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently; he shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high." And then it says, "And many were astonished at thee; his visage was so marred, more than any man, in his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations; the kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them they shall see, and that which they had not heard they shall consider." So there is talking about Jesus, and before that he had said in verse 10, it says, "The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." So we back then, he's still, how he showed it to the prophets that, of that salvation that was to come. And it happened like he had said it would. And how the Word of God does not change. It had been written many, many years, hundreds of years before even Christ was born, and then, but it all came to pass. So when we read the Bible and we understand what it's saying, we can trust that it is true, and that it is, it's not going to fail. So when He promises rest for the weary and peace for the one that is very turmoiled, He means it, and it's there. And when He says that there's salvation, if you believe in Him, That is correct. That is true. And we see that even in the Old. It says that in the following chapter, in chapter 53, it says, "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So there's the healing that because he suffered and was persecuted and died for us, we can be healed. We can find peace. And it says in verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." So before we found Jesus, we were just doing whatever we wanted, whatever we thought was good. And but like sheep that are scattered, he gathers them again to be his own flock. And he has borne all our iniquity. It says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before our shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. So that was the example of Jesus, that when he was persecuted and he was mocked, and when he was, when he was struck, he didn't strike back, he didn't talk back, he bore it like a lamb that was going to be slaughtered and say anything. And then he expects us to be like that too. Expects us to be, it says that we should be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. So that's the high calling of a Christian, the calling of a person that has believed in Christ and has given his life to Christ, be Christ-like. And that's the example that Christ has left for us, and that's the word of God, that through Christ he brought salvation. It says here, like I read earlier, he says that this is called it a great salvation. And yes, here in verse 10 of chapter 52, "The earth shall see the salvation of our God." And we have. So I trust that you, the listener, has accepted Jesus, and that you're obedient, being obedient to him and to his will, searching his will. And that's my desire, and I hope that's also your desire. So we'll close right there for the inspiration for today is to trust in the Word of God. Search out the Word of God, read the Word of God, and then that you'll find life there. So until next time, Lord be with you.